You have never used weapons of geography in your prayer. Never. Never. You have never. Have you ever traveled to where snow is made? Now hear this. Hear me. Who thinks, you know, snow in Britain, we take it as white Christmas. Nonsense. Look at what God says. Snow is for. How many have ever wondered what snow was for? Hear this. Have you seen the vault where hail is stockpiled? See? The weapons of hail and snow. He calls them weapons. Have you ever used snow against your enemy? See, they're not getting it. The Bible says the snow and the hail, I stockpile them. So when you want to use them as weapons of war. Angels were hailing hail off a mountain and killed soldiers in the Bible. They are weapons. They're not just for beauty. It's not snowing today. No, the arsenals of hail and snow that I keep in readiness of times of trouble and battle and war. He says, I keep snow and hail for battles. So when you see your country having hail, God is fighting you. Anyway, can you find your way to where lightning is launched? So lightning is launched. Science has told us this is, no. This is why if you go to Chipinge there, you understand what they do there. I went with the team there, with even AP Lloyd, and we went to a location in Zaka at a police station. They have a tree inside the enclosure of the police station. Where they, when we arrived, they said, oh, I think you came to see the tree. Were you there? And they took us to the location. Listen, they took us to the location and said, this is the tree. Half of it is gone. Another is dry. Side is green. I said, this is the one that the man struck with lightning. He brought all his utensils, his equipment to the police. They said, I want to leave it. I'm tired of my witchcraft. The police said, what have we to do with thee? They didn't say it in King James language like that. What do we do? He said. So one of the policemen said, nah, you're just joking. There's nothing like this. Nonsense. He said, okay, tell me any tree you want me to hit with lightning. I'm talking about just a few miles from here. They said, this one. He said, get back off. You know, when you say back off, no one is going to be like, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I'm in the way. No, no one is going to do that. No one is going to do nonsense like that. All of them went back. He starts his incantations. And he's putting things on there. He's clapping, whatever we was worshipping. And then he went back. Never touch the tree. Just here. Snuff. You know snuff? Pointed at it like this. Lightning. Tell me how many police officers remain there. What are you arresting? It's still there. Oh, that's Zimbabwe Republic Police, eh? Mm-hmm. Manufacturing prowess on a tree at the station, which today stands there half dry. There. That's, now there is another one for Gokwe now. You guys, you are joking. But look at this. These guys are commanding lightning. Only Christians are not commanding lightning. I have a problem with you. You are an embarrassment to what Christianity is. You are an embarrassment to the power of God. You are an embarrassment to what Christendom is. It's because your pastors are good at taking tithe and offerings. And they're confused and they don't know what it is. Like I told you, what is the job of a preacher standing there? And no wine is in the house. When you ignore Christ who is at the wedding feast, you will not have new wine. Because he is the vine. So since he is the vine, he can create new wine. And guess what? You are the branches. So it goes through you, that wine creation. All you gotta do is, see, the Bible says it, says, be ye filled. It's not a wish. It's not an option. It's a commandment to be filled. You do not have a say. Be filled. All I gotta do is yield. Be filled. You're an embarrassment to Christendom. Witches are using what you should be using. Look at the scriptures. It says, what happened to you, Jordan? What happened to you see that you ran away and flew a different direction? What had you seen? Are you here? Says, what had you seen, oh Jordan, that you went a different direction? The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. Mm-hmm. The mountains skipped like rams. And the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee? All you see, thou you fled, that you fled, thou Jordan, that you drove back. See, they put the ark in the river Jordan, and the sea congealed on one side, the waters congealed on one side, that they walked on dry ground, just like the Red Sea. But when you see it like that, you think, they are so powerful. Now, the Bible is telling us that the sea feared something. River Jordan was fearing. It was scared. Of what? Of the ark? Of what exactly did the water get scared of? Now, you see, you have never used weapons of geography in your prayer. Never. Never. You have never. The Bible says the stars, even the stars, fought against Sisera. You think the moon is just there for light? No, it's a weapon. They fought from heaven. The stars in their constellation, in their courses, fought against Sisera. Jupiter saying S for today. The moon saying S for today. Pluto saying S for today. We are standing with Maruzei from Zaka. Your problem is simple. You have not used the weapons of your warfare because you think Christianity is a joke. Witches know you're not a joke. Imagine witches are afraid of you. Oyedepo was driving, going to his, when he passed by a certain location, he realized people were standing on one side. People were running and going into the forest. As he got to a certain location, a witch was there repenting. He said, what's happening? He said, every time we hear you are coming, we clear the way. Said, when you were coming, we ran away from the way. Huh? Witches, hearing that the man of God is coming, they say, pack up your bags. We're going. Not that one. That one, we're not playing. Imagine, right now, witches are afraid of you, yet you are useless. You are useless, and you're used less. The Bible says in the book of Corinthians, the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in the demonstration of power. Paul says, when I came to you, I did not come to you with excellence of speech, but of power. But for you to be able to speak to rocks, one time, let me give you my testimony. You know this slag, not this nonsense. No. Not these scenarios with no. Yes, I hate those. When I get to heaven, I'll talk to God. No, God loves drama. How can you create a chimpanzee? How? Have you ever seen how ugly that thing is? Have you ever seen an orangutan, whatever the name is? Hey! You go like, yeah, here's a face, but I want this one to look like. God said, God. So I'd read the book of Brother Kenneth Hagin, and he did all this about demonstrating of power, new wine, fresh anointing. I said, yeah, I'm going to anoint it. So I saw this thing coming into the house. You know this slug? You know it's like slimy. And it's coming in like this, coming into the room. I said, I'm going to demonstrate my power now. I put a line like this. I drew a line, just a rock, the cement. I said, in the name of Jesus, you will not cross this line. Ah, he said, coming towards that line. Ah, head is now over the line. I said, I'll fix you. I went to salt. When I came back, it was dried up with no salt. But I said I was going to fix it with salt. I had another option B. But imagine it was crossing. I went there, I grabbed my salt like this. I would not tell my wife now I had salt in my hands. This one, she had to know it years later. She just said, I am married to a general. Look, it dried up. What do you do? You're holding salt like this, and there, it's dried up. The only solution is hide the salt. You're a general now. The power of God. What if you used it against? See, your prayers have to change. We call fire. Prayer conjures fire. But command earthly things to rods. It will not happen. It will not take place. Isaiah says it good. It will not take place. Neither will it happen. How will it not happen? Whosoever is coming to fire me from my job, they will be mudslide. The rod, the tires will puncture. Huh? Now you're talking to tires, you're talking to nails at the same time. You see, your prayer is nonsensical. Father, in the name of Jesus, do something for me. He did it. And then he gave you the word and said, use it. But you're not using it. You want him to come and do something for you. You have a problem.